I'm sure at one stage or other, we've all smacked our children, whether in anger or in premeditation, or sometimes they just get too much for us and we do lash out. But does that make one a criminal? There's obviously a changing view on this in the world, and there are some places that have actually outlawed corporal punishment altogether. And Australia is, I guess there's different views in different states, but it comes down to whether or not what action the parent takes is reasonable. And there's a kind of convention in some states, or most states, that if you strike a child below the neck, below the head, then you can essentially do that without any fear of prosecution. I guess the problem comes when you're in public and something happens that you lash out, and you can indeed find yourself gazing down the barrel of police action against you. And my next guest, John, it's not his real name, but we're using it as a pseudonym to protect his identity. His wife found herself in that situation on a shopping trip recently, and John joins me on the line now. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, Adam. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, John, your situation was your wife was out on a shopping trip with your three children, 6 and 4, two twins of age 4, and she, what did, I won't go into the whole background, but essentially she had cause to strike one of the four-year-olds. What happened next?
Okay, so after she struck the four-year-old, who was being struck for biting an apple that hadn't been paid for by a mother. She was then pulled over in the car park immediately after leaving the shopping centre and paying for the apple that was stolen, effectively.
Yep.
She was pulled over by police and told that she would be, she'd be either arrested or she would have the DCP approach her in the next 24 hours.
The Department of Child Protection, yes.
Correct, yes. Yeah. And it wouldn't be 3 hours later that they chose to come to our home address and arrest her immediately in front of the children and take her away with no
amazing.
Real explanation.
Let's just roll back a little bit. When she struck the child, just describe how she did it.
Okay, so my wife does have arthritis, so her discipline below the head, so to speak, has been laughed at in the past, so she's obviously aware of that. So she's slapped my son to the side of the face, which is, probably uncalled for, but it was done.
Yeah, I understand.
But he was rebelling a little bit, so she's clipped him on the side of the face, not necessarily aiming for that, but that's how it's happened.
And she struck him just once or twice?
It was said that it was twice quickly.
Okay.
CCTV, didn't really pick up on that, but it
So the child was not injured?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Straight away after the incident, the only thing he can remember is obviously the police taking his mum away.
So somebody has witnessed that in the shopping centre and called police, and you've got the police turning up on your doorstep with a paddy wagon.
Correct.
And your wife gets hauled away and charged with assault?
Correct.
Right. So, it's an obvious question. Has this ever happened before? Is there some history of abuse of your children?
Not at all. And as you'll probably agree with me, once the police officer inspected the three children in the car, they were all terrified. They were all, bruise-free, not a mark on them, absolutely happy, but they were mortified by the fact that their mum was in trouble, who was also broken down in tears because she obviously realised the situation she was in. And that's the kind of stuff where I think these police officers need to decide.
Yeah. Let's go forward again. So the police come, take her away. They take her down to the station. That's where the matter rested. Was there a sensible solution worked out? What was the outcome?
Well, at the time of them taking Kylie, the officer, right or wrong, had me under the impression that I may not see her again for as long as the court hearing, which I was told could be 6 weeks away.
So she was charged?
So at that time, charges were pressed, and I was mortified. I mean, I only came home a couple of hours early to console her because she was devastated. Had I not come home in time, they would have had to get some family member to come and watch the kids while they arrested her and took her away.
So she's,
I was very glad to be there.
So she's now awaiting trial.
Correct.
For effectively giving your son a couple of what we would have called in the old days two clips over the ear.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I don't think, I think it's probably not right to slap a kid in the head, but I understand how it happens. But I guess my question is this a proportionate response to the situation? Effectively, your wife may end up being criminalised for something that she does out of the spur of the moment. There's no mark on the child? There's no lasting damage?
Not a mark at all, and no recollection of the event, apart from obviously the police taking their mum away.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's the only memory that we have. People have asked Seth where he was smacked. Sorry, the boy, and he can't really recall. The only memory is, mum got taken away, and we won't be naughty again.
Yeah,
kind of thing. So, yeah.
So how's your wife going?
Kylie's she's fine. At first, we're a little uncertain as to what would happen. You don't think about these things until you're told by the police officer the worst case scenarios, which is her not seeing her children for as long as 6 weeks. And the same for me. We were, anticipating me not working for 6 weeks watching the kids.
It was only
later that night she was released from the police station, and I had a good feeling they'd know that'd be the case, but the whole build-up of how long it could be was what really destroyed us all. And
one of the police officers in this case apparently took a very personal interest in this, and went beyond just the executing the law, and seemed to take the opportunity to lecture your wife. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. The female officer that first arrived at the scene was the one that also went back to station, did all the criteria needed in order to prosecute immediately. She was also the same officer that came and took the accused, and also the same officer that handed the summons to court. Later on that night, let's take a step back. When she was at our place, she made mention of having her own children and that she was never at any point ever laid a finger on any of her children. Therefore, she felt very strongly about it. Later on that night, after the accused was released, she declared to her that she'd been slapped around a little bit as a child by her father.
Right. Right.
So there was a little bit of personal interest in that case, I thought, from the officer.
Well, of course, she's gone beyond what is the law in Western Australia. I've looked this up, and it's you're allowed to use what's described as reasonable force in the circumstances. In other words, if your child is misbehaving in a shopping centre and you do slap them anywhere on the body, the context has to be looked into. This is not your wife bashing your kid with a tin of baked beans. This is giving them a slap over the ear. And as I say, I don't condone violence in any form, but I think we have to sort of have a proportionate response. So, you're going through a legal process now for what should be, I think, dealt with just by a simple warning or some sort of diversionary program, but it just seems an absolute waste of public funds and just silly, silly thing.
It does, and one thing that comes straight to my mind is I'm 32 years of age and she's 34. We receive that kind of discipline as children. So what really struck me was that there was no warning. There was no, excuse me, I know things have changed over the last decade. You now need to be aware that this is not acceptable. There was none of that. It was like we, by default, were to know that what happened to us as children is not to be passed on without any kind of, forewarning or,
So the police have effectively abrogated their role in providing a warning or some sort of education, and they're going to leave the magistrate to do it.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
All at our expense and
that's
time.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
John, I sympathise with you. I mean, you do accept that maybe slapping the kid in public wasn't the right thing to do, but, I think is this really the right way it should be handled? I think the judge or the magistrate will just laugh at this and say, why wasn't this handled at the police level? Thanks for your time, John.
Great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, that was John, whose family is facing a protracted legal battle over a pretty simple piece of discipline in a suburban supermarket. As I say, I don't think slapping a child is the right way to go, but is it right to criminalise the parent? Do you think the police response was appropriate? Love to hear from you on this one. I think we've all been there, all been in the situation where you lose your temper, but do you want to end up in a jail cell over it? Is it really the way to go? Give us a call.